Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Cripescast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens. We are sponsored by Everlight Solar, and here is today's episode. Hey, guys. What's going on? How are we doing? It is a very, very warm spring. Oh, no, it's still winter.
Spring is technically in 9 days.
9 days. But summer's already here. We're just skipping seasons now.
Be careful. Weird. That's like famous last words. And then you're going to have like third winter come back. So
I don't know. I don't think this year. This is warmer than... I don't think so. It's so warm. No ice. No sturgeon spear. Nothing.
I know.
I'm having... I feel like and I'm contributing to it, flying all over the country, doing the shows. There it is. Weird. This is a depressing way to start the show. It kind of feels like, read this article last night before going to bed.
The friend that always reads an article, that's a sketch.
Well, it is a sketch.
Yeah.
It is a sketch. I kind of find like, all right, this is going to sound weird.
Okay.
But I find it's comforting for me to go to bed after reading an article that is unsettling. Like I was reading this article about how AI robots, if left unchecked, and they're probably going to be left unchecked, are just going to destroy all of humanity because of their proximity to nuclear weapons and other things. You guys should check it out if you haven't.
Yeah, link in bio.
But I feel like that helps me sleep better somehow. It like puts me in this weird mental place where I feel better.
Solutions or what?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but it's really weird because.
Are you doing it on your phone before bed? Like you're reading the article on your phone?
But I'm wearing my glasses.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not sitting in bed reading it.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. I was in this chair in the hotel room.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many minutes before bed?
Oh, it was pretty much right before bed. You know, but I do try to not do that before bed. But my buddy sent it to me. He's like, good luck sleeping after reading this. I was like, oh, try me.
And you've slept like a baby.
Slept like a baby. But I don't know. That's something weird. There's so much chaotic stuff going
What's
on.
What's your bedtime routine?
Brush my teeth. Comb my hair. Read about how climate change is going to kill us or AI robots are going to kill us. Bed. Yeah, that's it. I always look for existential threats that
do you think it puts you in a fight or flight situation and then it's
I think it makes slumber? The rest of my problems seem not so big.
This sounds like something you should do in your stand-up bit.
I actually do have a stand-up bit about it. I'm not doing my bit right
no,
now.
He's not. It's although, a deep tease.
I do think that that's just a small part of my bit, but maybe I should expand it. That is a weird thing. Like if you're feeling like,
yeah, I don't do that.
You don't do that. You don't look for something to be more afraid of.
Nope. I look for calming things.
I think it's inherently calming that no matter what problem you have today, just because you solve it doesn't mean your problems are going to go away. Somewhat free. You're always going to have problems.
Yeah, it's kind of like the paradox of like, yeah, I get the paradox there. Let me say paradox one more time.
Yeah, paradox. I just want to right click and hit the synonyms button on that.
But I'm just saying like it makes sense because it's kind of like if you have bigger fish to fry, it's like this problem that feels really big to you isn't that big at all.
Right.
And yeah.
How many times are we making mountains out of molehills?
What is it?
Mountain out of molehill. Make a mountain.
No, molehill.
Molehill. Okay. You ever see a molehill?
No.
You ever see a mole running through like your yard and
no,
stuff?
No, I can't say I have a lot.
You never have had moles?
First
How about
of all,
voles?
I've had voles.
You've had voles.
My parents have had voles.
Well, a mole's basically a vole from a different molder.
I hate you so much.
I hate me too. Folks, we have a very special fun episode for you.
Folks, have you ever seen a basketball tape on Huddle and it's someone's highlights? This is Grandma Sue's Huddle on the Cripescast.
Grandma Sue's Cripescast highlights.
Yeah.
We compiled it from how many Grandma Sue interviews? Three Grandma Sue interviews. One was on her back porch.
Yep.
In Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And two of them were in the car.
On the way to the casino.
On the way to the casino.
Yeah. So we kind of did a sandwich of it. So it's not in chronological order because we want to let people know each one's. But yeah, it's three episodes with Grandma Sue and she's just a hoot. Everybody loves her.
She is. You know what? This is like a little bit of a tease for my live show, but I have one piece of video in there that we haven't released. It's me and my grandma and my Aunt Mary and my grandma's best friend, Lois Bentley, driving to the casino. And
it's from the third episode that they did, but I think we took it out.
Maybe we even have the conversation, the full conversation.
You might, but it's so funny.
The video is very funny. I get done doing all these shows. And then sometimes we have meet and greets after. Sometimes I talk to people. People will message me. The number one thing they say is not, Charlie, you did a great job on your 58 minutes of stand-up.
Yeah.
It's that 3 minutes your grandma was on was the best part of the show.
When the lights are off of you and it's just grandma.
When it's just Grandma Sue. All I'm doing is driving the car, responding to what she's saying.
You know what you got to do is someone came up to me. We have to make a shirt that goes Rockstar Parking.
Rockstar Parking.
People that love that.
My Rockstar Parking is my grandma's got a handicap parking.
Same kind, yeah.
And my grandpa Bob also, and that's what they would call it. They would be like, I got that Rockstar Parking. So anyway, folks, hey, I do want to let you guys know if you're looking for a brandy, got the Baron's Old Fashioned Brandy. You guys can check that stuff out. Also, you go to mantuacminute.com for all Midwest merch. And folks, before we get into the podcast, I just want to say we are continuing to raise money for Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders is doing incredible work for the folks in Gaza right now. We all hope that there is a ceasefire, return of hostages, and this thing can get resolved. It's very frustrating, I know, for everybody to watch, but a way to help is to go to doctorswithoutborders.org. And donate. You can follow them at Doctors Without Borders. All right, folks, here are some of the best moments from episode 150 with my Grandma Sue, my Aunt Mary, and my Grandma Sue's best casino friend, Lois Bentley.
Well, we didn't get off to as quick of a start as Grandma Sue would have liked, but we're on our way now.
We're on our way.
Bottom line, we're going to go gambling today.
Charlie, why did my mom have to sit in the front seat? I wanted to sit in the front seat
with you today. Mary, I don't know how to put this nicely. I am here to bond with my grandmother because I love her.
Am I just here as a token of pity?
Yes.
For you, on your part?
Okay, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
You're just throwing me a nugget.
A little nugget of love.
Yep, there you go.
So.
Because you didn't want to leave me behind.
Well, I did, but Grandma wouldn't let me. So, Grandma, I'm curious, do you remember the first time you went gambling? Remember the first time you gambled?
I don't.
Do you remember the best time?
Yes, I do.
What? Tell me the best time you gambled.
Okay. Grandpa and I went together after work. We went to Oneida.
What year is this?
Oh.
You know roughly?
Probably 2000.
Okay, Mary. See, this is why we don't have... But do you hear what she said?
What?
1947.
Oh, God.
Oh, I was only 10 years old then.
I cracked myself.
Yeah, you do. Sorry. Sorry, Mary interrupted your story, Grandma.
Okay, well, we retired in 2002.
You retired in 2002?
Yeah, so it was before that.
Okay.
So probably 1995, 96, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
But we went to Oneida, and, you know, Grandpa then was free with the money. I think we were probably betting $2 or $3 a pot, you know.
On the slot machine.
On the slots.
Ooh, that person really wants to get somewhere.
And it was right about midnight.
Uh-huh.
And ding, 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 ding.
Whose went off? Yours or Grandpa's?
Dad's. Or grandpa's.
Grandpa's.
Yes, he won over $5,000.
Wow.
Shut up.
No.
$5,000.
$5,000.
What was my cut?
Well, the government got a cut.
What year was this?
I said it right around 1995, 96, somewhere in there, I would think. Because we retired in 2002, and it was before we retired. And then, after we retired, and Grandpa wasn't working anymore, if he lost, he really did not like that. And so he refused to go anymore.
Yeah, he couldn't make any more money, so if right. he lost, that'd be a bigger deal. What was his reaction when he won the $5,000?
He just, you know, like, so.
Really?
Yeah. And he didn't invest that much.
I like how you say investing.
Yeah, you know, well, $2 or $3 pull the slots. And that's what he didn't do it right away when he started. But he eventually did that just to see if he could win. He won $5,000.
Wow. So,
or over five. It was over five.
But he didn't have a huge reaction after winning.
No, he just took it for granted.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Well, like, he didn't say, I don't remember what he said, but it was like, well, that's why I'm here.
How much do you think Grandpa and you in your gambling times won more or lost more money than you spent?
Oh, I don't know, Charlie. It's an entertainment.
It is.
A lot of people spend money on shows and flying all over the country and yeah. whatnot. We didn't do that. So we went gambling, and then after we retired, he didn't want to go anymore, so we just didn't go.
Yeah. Now, did you, after he won the $5,000, did you treat yourselves to, like, a nice dinner or something? Or a nice breakfast?
Oh, we
messed
up.
He was so cheap.
Grandpa was cheap?
Yeah.
Mary, what's the cheapest moment you remember Grandpa being?
He took Grandma's dentures into the basement.
He did not.
He didn't want to pay money to have them fixed.
So he fixed it
then. And your dad was there, and he... Either your dad was there or your dad had to call him on the phone and get him out of the basement and tell him not to fix those dentures. That's your story.
You know, Bob threatened to do it. Don't listen to her. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
That is true.
Mary, it isn't.
If he wasn't in the basement, he was threatening to do it.
Right.
And Dick had to call. That's true, right?
Really?
Yeah, I called your dad and I said...
So you had to call Dad because Grandpa was going to take your dentures.
Yeah, I said, he's going to do that.
Take him down the basement and hammer him out.
That sounds like Grandpa. Now, let's take a quick break from this just to let our listeners know what we're doing. I am driving Grandma Sue and Aunt Mary. Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and myself, we are going to pick up Lois Bentley. That is Grandma's best friend from growing up.
What best casino friend.
Best casino friend, which is the best of the best friends. And we are going over to Ho-Chunk Casino after that. Mary, why aren't you buckled? What the hell is going on back there?
I lost my earrings.
The earrings? You lost the earrings?
I lost my earrings.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you can look for it after the car
yeah.
stops.
Why don't you look for it at a safe time, Mary?
I can't say on the air that Lois Bentley is my best friend because Ruth Friedel.
Oh, yeah.
Nass,
right.
She and I skipped school together.
What'd you do? Wait, when
and
you and
we,
Ruth?
Yeah, we
Well, tell me about you and Ruthie skipping school, Grandma. What's going on there?
Well, we were seniors.
You were seniors? And what were you skipping school to do?
It was senior skip day. No, it wasn't senior skip day. But we just decided we were going to... It was noon, and we left the cafeteria, and we just went for a walk down the highway and went home.
You went for a walk down the highway?
Yes, and...
Walked home?
Yes, and Pat Crosby's dad happened to be driving down Johnson Street, and he said, girls, can you use the ride? And we said, sure. And he took us into town. And we
So you guys hitchhiked?
Well, we didn't hitchhike. You know, we were walking, and then...
And some car picked you up?
Tad Crosby's dad. We knew him.
Oh, you knew him. Okay, yeah. So technically not hitchhiking.
Ella.
And were you guys smoking heaters?
The following day, we had to pay a penalty.
What was the penalty for skipping school?
Oh, I think we had to stay after for about a week.
Oh, jeez.
Learn our lesson.
To learn your... Well, what'd you do when you got into town?
I know. We went home.
Oh, you just went home?
Yeah. But it was a spring day. It was like in May.
Did you knock a couple beers back?
No.
You weren't drinking? When was your first drink of alcohol?
I do not want to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
The Sister Evangeline, she was the head of the girls. And she called me in as a senior, and she said, "You have the reputation of being able to drink the most beer of anybody." So I said, "Well, I don't." I said, "I can't drink any more than two."
And how old were you when you said that?
17,
which was underage at that time, was
yeah.
it? No.
But she didn't know how old I was.
So you don't...
So anyway, I refused to go to parties, have a good time. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, you never did that?
After that.
Oh, after
that. Well, then one night I decided, oh, what the heck, I'm going to go. So I went, and the following day she had me right in her office again. "You were drunk last night." I said, "I was not, and who's your informer?"
Now I see where Aunt Mary learns it, because Aunt Mary has this reputation of knocking a couple back and throwing her bra up on the ceiling fan.
Oh, my gosh, Charlie, that's not a true story.
What bar was that, Mary? The Copper?
Oh, my God. Bob, I'm going to kill him.
Grandpa Bob did tell me this story. A lot of people have told me this story. So, Mary,
Audrey Martin told everybody. Audrey Martin owned the place.
How did Audrey's story go, Grandma?
Well, I don't know. But she told Grandpa that somehow, some way, somebody got his bra off, and they hung it on the chandelier.
Wow.
They hung it on the ceiling.
But at that point, Mary was still developing. So they were like pimples.
Charlie, pull over.
No, Mary.
Pull over, Charlie.
No.
She's walking the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Get out.
If you could see this midriff that she wore. She put it on about 5 years ago in front of Sam and said, "Look, I still have it."
It was a halter top.
Really?
And Sam said, "Oh, my Lord."
Get rid of that.
You still have that halter top, huh,
Mary? Yeah, I do. It was from when I was 18.
I'm
almost back into it, Charlie.
Mary was like a size zero when she was 18.
Size zero, huh?
Yeah, but then she had to give up smoking.
Oh, my God. Charlie.
Historically speaking, smoking is a great way to stay a size zero.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah.
You know,
How old were you when you started smoking, Grandma?
15, probably.
15. What was your cigarette?
I was up in the attic with my sister. Yeah. Well, my mother smoked.
Yeah, well, I remember that.
You know, and...
Grandma Pelon.
Yeah, she smoked till she died.
She did. She smoked. She had a cigarette in one hand and oxygen in her nose.
You walked in, you didn't know if you were coming out.
Yeah. No, I went into her house. That was the last probably I saw her was we were in her house.
How old were you?
She
died in 99.
99, so I would have been 12.
Hello.
Lois!
Hello, Lois!
The old fart came along.
How are you?
I'm good.
Who's the old fart? Mary? Me?
Mary.
Yeah. That's what
I
was saying.
You're in trouble for saying that, Lois.
Lois,
earring. I can't find it. Oh no!
Find the earring, Mary. I don't want to hear about this the whole way
there. All the way there. This one. This is for your wife, Charlie.
Oh, well, I'm divorced, but thank you so much.
It's not give it to your grandma or your mother.
That's a scrubber.
Oh, this is awesome. Thank you very much. Lois, what's your game at the casino?
My game is anything that pays. Any?
So,
and there are very few of them.
There are.
So it's my turn to win that.
Okay.
So there's when I've gone to Milwaukee, Madison. The one in Madison, it's a Ho-Chunk casino. But I went there 4 times and I lost my butt.
Every time?
Every time. For 4 times. So then I went to Ho-Chunk and I won most of it back.
But you said you went to Ho-Chunk and lost, and then you went to Ho-Chunk and won.
Yeah, what's the difference, Lois, between Madison and Ho-Chunk?
There really is no difference. It's just the work where you feel more comfortable.
Well, right now, are we going to the right one? We're going to the one bear.
We want to go where the one's going to pay off.
Ho-Chunk. And that is at the Dells.
Ho-Chunk and Baraboo, yeah. Yep, right by the Dells.
Oh, you know where that is, Charlie?
Sure, yeah. I played shows there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's why you should book one.
I know. Well, I got one coming up in Bowler, so we're going to have to
Oh, you do? Yep. Oh, when's that?
That one is in, I think, September.
Oh, good. We'll go again.
Yeah, we're going again. That's my favorite casino story. Is
what?
Well, I had a show in at Bowler at the, oh, my gosh. Grandma, what's the name of the casino in Bowler? North Star. Yeah.
North Star.
So I was at North Star Casino doing a show. Grandma, of course, comes and she gets there early and like several hours early and before me even. And I show up and I see her and she's all sad. She says, Charlie, I lost all my money. And I says, oh, no. And I gave her $20 to try and win a little back. Well, boy, did she win. No, she won it back. Hours go by. I don't see Grandma at all. Not a text, not a call, nothing. She shows up in the green room with
$1,400.
$1,800.
And what did she give you back?
She in my 20. Yeah.
Unless I gave it back to him, I lost.
Yeah, right? You should have helped.
Did you even give him anything back, Sue?
Yeah, I gave him his 20 back.
Just the 20. Grandma, I was a 50% investor in that.
I know. She should have at least given you a stuff.
I'm cheap.
Ah, jeez. And then my favorite part is like...
And my fanning of it.
Yeah, she fans it. I did a bit
on
it.
We're in the green room, and Charlie goes, Grandma, show me your money. Count it out and fan it. So she's counting it, and it's all about her, right? Uh-huh. And then she fans it like this, and she's gloating. Well, she didn't know it, but Charlie was taping this, and he says to me on the way out, I'm putting this on the big screen. So I'm sitting next to her, and all of a sudden I see it on the big screen, and it's here soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was mortified. Her face was beet red. It just made my day.
Go ahead, Grandma.
I just was going to say, I don't know of a show that I don't go to where Charlie doesn't pull up that video.
It's a great clip. It's great. My favorite part is that I put it in there so everyone's laughing about it and someone's sitting by you. And then afterwards at the meet and greet, they said, we were sitting right by your Grandma Sue. I said, oh, yeah, I haven't seen her. Where did she go? And they're like, as soon as the show ended, she made a beeline back to the casino. And then I think she lost $400.
I did.
Yeah.
And now we've got some highlights from a real throwback episode. Episode 56 with my Grandma Sue sitting on the back porch on Lake Winnebago, just chit-chatting about life. Here you go.
So I remember this. We had a news reporter come here to this house, and this was very early on in the Manitowoc Minute. One of the first interviews I did, and they interviewed Grandpa Bob, who was actually very polite to the reporter. And then they interview Grandma Sue, and the quote that comes to mind is, Charlie comes from a long line of BSers. And that is front and center quote. Grandma, do you want to explain that quote and where that came from?
I'm just curious. I will.
Okay.
Okay. Bob's family. Mm-hmm. Not my family, because I don't have, no, I wouldn't care if it was, because he, no matter what question he had a cute answer for it, or a cute story, but it was his family. And, okay, so it started years ago, but his cousin Marvin, there was this story of him fishing at the park, and he always brought home lots of walleye, and this is what he told the guys at the bar. And so it went, this one time he came in and he said, "You should see all the walleye and perch I got. Oh, it was numerous. I've got them all in my trunk." They said, "You be it, you know."
You BSer.
Yes, you BSer.
But they probably said bullshitter.
Whatever. Let's see them. So he went out and opened up the trunk. Of course, it was empty. And what did Marvin do? He went into the bar and he called the sheriff's department and reported his fish stolen.
So that's in the bloodline.
That's in the bloodline.
That's where it comes from.
Yes. And then Henry, you know, you could never believe a thing he said.
It's Uncle Heine, huh?
Yeah, Uncle Heine. The one who donated your jacket.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So it's the classic duck jacket, the one that I stole from my dad years ago, years before the Manitowoc Man. I was living in South Carolina. I needed a duck jacket. Stole that from my dad. Years later, he's asking me, he's like, "Charlie, do you know where my duck jacket is?" And I said, "I got no idea, Dad." I was looking right at it in the closet. And then, of course, I use it in a video that I didn't think he would see. I didn't think the Manitowoc Man would do anything, would take off. Then, of course, it takes off. And I just, you know, talk to him. He's like, "Hey, I found my duck jacket, you son of a bitch." And so but as it turns out, my dad stole that jacket himself. So who originally had that duck jacket?
No, it was Henry's jacket, and when Henry died, Bob took it home.
So this is my grandpa Bob's
uncle.
So my great-great uncle.
Yeah, your great-great uncle.
That's
yeah.
where the duck mm-hmm. jacket comes from. Now, how did grandpa get that?
Well, Henry didn't have any living relatives, so we had to empty out the house and take care of his financial things and whatnot. So I imagine Bob just brought it home.
Now you have this beautiful lake property right here, and it, you know, it's really great. And you know, coming here as a kid,
come here as a kid.
No,
ever.
I'm just saying me coming here is always amazing. So now this kind of property, you're like, oh my gosh, this is high class living here, you know. But was that always the case?
No.
So was this part of the lake in Fond du Lac? Was this not high price real estate back in the day?
No, it wasn't.
Why not?
Because they were all cottages.
Yeah, all cottages.
And so they were, well, to tell you the truth, I think we bought the property for $7,500.
Oh, wow. Back in the day, huh?
Yeah.
And didn't the water flow through a lot? Or didn't the water come over?
Yeah, the water would come over. The last time, I think, was in 2001. Because Grandpa put on these, what do you call them, Joe, when they build the property up so that the water won't seep into the house?
It's a berm.
Okay.
So he had
bermed.
He bermed the house. Yeah, he bermed the house.
Got it. So he then built it up so the water wouldn't go into the basement.
Right, so the water wouldn't go in the basement. And but the last one we had a problem with was the sage. And that's when the lake parts. One side goes one way and the other side goes the other way. And that was, I think, in 2001.
And that's when the lake flows over.
Yeah, it really comes over. It was across the street.
Now, you've got to tell everybody about the connection. You've done a lot of family tree stuff lately. You're related to the guy who invented the ice cream sundae.
Right, and that's on my father's side.
All right, so who's that?
His name was Ed Berners. And your father has got that gene, the Berners gene, because all of you are so tall.
Yeah, I remember as Grandpa Bob said, I didn't know they could stack bullshit that high. Right?
No, he was almost 7 foot.
Ed Berners was.
Mm-hmm. And he died at my grandmother's house on 2nd Street in Fondland.
Wow. And he invented the ice cream sundae in Two Rivers,
He did.
Over there in Trivers.
Trivers, yes.
Nice, nice. Thank you, Grandma. This was fun. Any final things or advice for people, just generally speaking about life? And what's your piece of advice?
I would say, you know, marriage is, as everybody tells you, 90-10.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And
what's that? 90 what? 10 what?
90% and 10%. Some days it'll be his 90% that he's willing to, you know, get over it, or it'll be the other's 90%, the wife's.
Mm.
So I just am so glad I married Grandpa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well.
I am. You know, he taught me so much, and my father, who thought he taught me the world. Bob, anybody who does farming, they just know that much more.
What is about farming that gives you an education like
well,
that?
Well, they know about sex, for one thing.
Oh, geez. Holy smokes. I didn't think we were going to get this hot take here.
Well, you can rub it out.
What? I think she means edit it out.
Yes, edit it out.
Oh my gosh, Grandma, I'm going to have such a...
Well, you know, did you ever erase and it was called rubbing?
Yeah, Grandma, that phrase means something completely different.
Well, I didn't mean it that way.
All right, so farmers know about sex because what? They got to breed cows, is that it?
All animals.
Goats, too.
The goats, sheep.
Sheep.
Pigs.
Pigs. So
chickens.
Maybe that's what I'm doing wrong, Grandma. You know, being from the city, I haven't, you know, breeded a chicken yet.
Yeah.
And I got to figure that out.
Well, let me tell you, it's very educational. And also they know about putting things together, whether it's a building or whatever.
Yeah, using your hands and all that sort of stuff.
Using your hands, yeah.
Wow. I know, I didn't think I'd get this hot take from you, Grandma, but I appreciate it. So advice would be... Look for a farmer. They know how to put things together, and they know about sex. So any final advice?
No. Charlie, you just keep on doing what you're doing. You're doing such a great job.
Grandma, you keep on doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Hey, folks, let me tell you this. If you are a regular listener of the Cripescast, you know that we are powered by Everlight Solar. We got the solar panels right on the roof. And we got solar panels for the office a few years ago. We've been happy ever since. Better for the environment, better for the old pocketbook. You pay less for your energy when you got the solar panels. Check them out, everlightsolar.com, for your free consultation. And folks, Fleet Farm has you covered when it comes to planning your next fishing trip. Looking for a new rod or reel? They've got a huge selection of top brands like St. Croix and Berkeley to choose from. And with their fish locators from Garmin, the old fish finders, they got the Hummingbird ones too. You'll have your eyes on all the fish, folks. All the fish. Get it over there at the Fleet Farm. Fleet Farm, the best fishing gear from here to there. Check them out. Fleet Farm. We love it. And folks, if you are looking at the Barron's Old Fashioned Brandy, if you got that from your local liquor store and you're like, hey, I want some Barron's Old Fashioned Brandy merch, well, we got you covered. Head on over to mantuagmint.com. We got t-shirts. We got hats for Barron's Old Fashioned Brandy. And we also got a bunch of Midwest merch available too. Check it out, mantuagmint.com. And last but certainly not least, folks, some of the best moments from episode 197 with Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and Lois. And this time we're going to North Star Casino. Okay, Mary, I'm filming it for the children, so what? Watch your language.
Get that camera down. Last
Why?
Time I got annihilated with that thing.
What, the whole nipple issue?
Yeah! You think I'm gonna get a boyfriend with the nipple thing out there?
Well, that was back when you were in your younger years, Mary.
Yeah,
I hate to.
Well, now that's on.
She has a boyfriend.
It's on.
Mary's got a boyfriend.
Yes, his name is Matt.
Shut up.
No.
Is he imaginary or?
No, he's real.
Really?
Yeah. Last night he was in. He came in.
Whoa, Mary.
Yeah.
Boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, he really likes
her. The one on the left.
Which one?
Push it in and hold it. Duh.
Did you?
No. Do you want this open?
Sure, it's fine for now, unless you want to close.
I think.
Close it.
No, it's. I don't care what you do.
Whatever. Hey, should we lock the door or no?
We don't lock the door.
That's what I figured.
We got somebody coming in to take care of the dog anyway.
All right, good deal.
Mary always locks the door.
Mom, is the door open?
I don't know. You better not have locked it.
Let me go check.
Oh, God. You know, you get one boyfriend and then you forget doing all the other stuff you're supposed to do.
You know what? Are we dwelling on this?
No. We have just started. Nope. We have dwelling.
Well, we just found out about
it. We barely scratched the surface.
Done with this. Does anybody want a pear?
A pear?
Yeah, she's got a whole bag of them here.
Yeah, I'll have a pear.
Mm. Yeah. It must be from the friends across the street.
Thank you. Do they have a pear tree?
Have a pear tree.
I'll have one, Lois.
Okay. They're a little unripe at the moment.
No, yours is ripe.
Yeah, yours is real ripe.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
This one isn't too bad. Here.
It's a tougher.
Where's my hand?
Tougher pear.
Where's my arm? Thank you, ma'am.
There's your pear.
Oh, this looks good.
So, Mary.
Here, hand me the paper, Charlie.
That conversation is over with Charlie.
Mary, where'd you meet Matt?
Yeah. Well,
Matt, who?
I kind of like to know, too.
How old is he?
43.
Ooh.
He is her age.
Mary, are you a cradle robber or is he a grave digger?
I'm a cougar.
All right. Which way am I going? I know which way. I got it. Well, good for you, Mary. So he's your age. Where'd you meet him?
Online.
Online? Craigslist?
Yep, Craigslist.
Craigslist?
Catholic, whatever.
So, where's this picture? No picture.
Let's see the spring break pics.
No picture, why?
Mm. I don't know. I've never taken a picture.
Mary, can I have a piece of paper towel?
Here.
Thank you.
How long you been dating him, Mary?
I only went to a Brewer game with him.
No, you didn't.
Uh-oh.
He's been at the house how many times?
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So, are you done?
Mary is...
No, I'm not going to button up yet.
Oh, this is getting more exciting. Yeah. By the minute.
This is some news. So, Mary, I heard you're also not waking up until 11 a.m.
Well, that's because she's all night.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Putting some pieces of the puzzle together. Are we living a moral life?
Now, that's kind of interesting.
I will tell you this, Charlie. I do not go in the living room when he's there.
Oh, damn. This is great content for the podcast.
Charlie.
What?
You are not putting this in the podcast.
Well, of course. We have to have something exciting.
Don't.
Come on.
This damn story.
Mary, spill the tea.
Figment of Sue's imagination.
I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think so.
So what does he do for a living, Mary?
He's an accountant.
Mm. That's pretty good. Where?
In Madison.
Yep.
He lives in Madison, huh?
Where's my
favorite home? He lives in Madison.
I guess. He lives in Sun Prairie. Oh, that's a nice town.
So has he got some money?
Yeah, he's loaded, Charlie.
Is he?
He's an accountant. He's got access to a lot.
Did he give you some for the casino?
Oh, God. Is he meeting us there?
Is he?
I gotta see this guy.
Good question, Lois.
Yeah, Mary, pull up his dating.
She's not answering, so maybe he is.
No.
We'll have to keep an eye on Mary.
We'll have to keep an eye on Lois and where she sits.
Oh, we're keeping an eye on Mary.
Wow.
Where she sits.
I'm not too exciting. We got more exciting stories. No. Okay.
So, Grandma, how long has she been dating him?
Charlie!
I would say a couple months.
Couple months?
Mm-hmm. She just tipped her water over.
And every weekend he's there.
Every weekend?
Really?
Yeah, he comes every weekend.
Well, why don't you sneak a picture?
At least for a day.
Does she go to him?
Never.
She comes
to our house.
Really?
Yep.
She's never gone to his house?
No. Not that I know of.
Mary? Is he a married man?
He was. His wife died.
Oh.
Mary, is it in the car?
Yep.
Oh, she remembered
it.
Mary, have you gone to his house yet?
I'm not telling you a thing. You have such a big mouth.
Charlie, who am I going to tell?
Tell a Charlie is what this is.
Just put it on your...
Yeah.
John Kelly.
Yeah. Who am I going to tell?
Tell a Charlie.
Les goes, just put it on your podcast. Charlie.
Mary, I'm a steel trap. You can tell me whatever.
You're not evolved. That's for sure.
I'm not evolved?
Evolved. Like put it in the vault.
Mm-hmm.
You never do that.
Well, neither do you.
You're like Rufus.
Oh, don't compare me to Rufus now.
You are exactly like Rufus.
You know what?
Oh no.
I take that as a compliment.
Rufus is like Betty Boop. He is.
Betty Boop?
Yeah, he walks around and shuts all the lights off in the house. He gets mad if the water is running. Yeah, he's frugal.
That's how
we have to live when he's there.
You know what Mary's doing? Changing the subject.
Is that it?
That's it. She's changing the subject.
Mary, what is Matt's last name?
Yeah.
I don't know. We haven't gotten that far yet.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope
you don't know his last name?
Nope.
Come, Mary.
I don't.
How long? Mary.
What? It's not relevant.
Yes, it is. What happens if if he goes berserk?
Wait, you don't...
You gotta report it.
You don't know his last name and you've never been to his house, Mary? Mary, are you withholding information from us?
Apparently. Oh, God, Lois. Well, you might as well spill it because...
Oh, we should have stopped at that
one. Oh, shoot, we gotta go to Walgreens.
You know, did you go to Walgreens for?
We're getting some
lubricants for my nose, so I don't have nosebleeds.
I like Lois's response to that, though. She's like, "Oh Jesus, what are we doing that for? I got money to spend. Got a hole burning in my pocket."
Let's go. Let's forget about Walgreens.
No, we're going to Walgreens.
No,
go to Walgreens in Fuller.
There's no Walgreens in Bowler, Mary.
Oh, you know that.
I've been to Bowler. There's the casino there and, nice gas station. There. And it's going to be a lot easier.
I bet they'd have lubricant. Give them a store at the casino. Well, maybe a different kind of lubricant. Never mind.
Oh, God. A nice little lube joke for the kids at home. Thanks, Lois. Appreciate that. You know, I can't take you guys anywhere. Mary almost spilt out her Diet Coke from that one.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I'm going to shut up.
No, please keep talking.
Oh, it was funny, though.
It was.
Yeah, I'm keeping my mouth shut this time because I really let it loose last time.
Yeah, you did.
No, we still don't know his last name.
My nipples were all over the internet.
Well, geez, is that how you met Matt?
Oh, God.
There are no words, Charlie.
We'll find him. We got an hour drive in us yet.
We'll get it out of her.
No, you won't.
Will, too.
What's his last name, Mary?
Sue, I will repay you for this.
Yep. Wow. Hey, we got Rockstar Parking.
We do have Rockstar Parking. Where's that?
Do you even know what you're looking for in there?
Rockstar Parking.
Sue.
Yeah, what?
Do you even know what you're looking for in there?
Sam told her. Lubricant. Yeah. She's going to come out with...
I got to go to the pharmacist, though.
Should we call you Lubricant Lois?
Wow. Mary.
I'm telling on her.
Lois said that Missy's gonna be like mortified. Oh
Mary, we got you some KY jelly in there, too. You and Matt are going to have a good old time with your personal massages.
Open your door, Charlie.
Open my door?
Yeah.
Mary, if I go, you go. I'm the pilot.
No, I'll climb up there and save us.
Well, you and I have been the best of friends at the casinos for so many years.
We figured out you and Lois have been friends for 71 years.
71 years of friendship.
Yeah. You're talking about how
many people can say that.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
We were talking about that when you guys were in Walgreens.
Remember when we used to go to the park to watch the rats?
What? The rats?
Stinky Point?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, back that train up. You guys went to the park to watch the rats.
Yeah, Stinky Point.
Sounds like a Grandpa Bob date night to me.
No, they were really big rats.
Were they?
Yeah.
How romantic.
It was something to do.
You guys went to watch the rats. You know, they have ducks at the park, too.
Yeah, I know, but that's a different area.
Oh.
That was in that Stinky Point.
Why'd they call Stinky Point Stinky Point?
Because that's where they got rid of all the
trash.
Sewage. Garbage.
The sewage, yeah.
The sewage.
It was by the sewage plant.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Yep.
Well, that's nice. Mary, maybe you and Matt can take a ride over to Stinky Point.
You know, Charlie,
just for old time's sake.
Yeah.
You know, just tell them that's where your mother and your dad used to.
Yeah, and Mary, if...
You made out by the rats?
Well, I don't know what you call making out.
What'd you guys do by the rats,
yeah,
Grandma?
What did you do, Lois?
Lois, what did you do by the rats?
We just walked.
You necked?
Necked.
That's what we call it.
Lubricant Lois was necking by the rats at Stinky Point. That's the headline here.
You know,
this podcast is
going to
get me in real trouble.
I got a this car ride's already paying for itself right here.
Screwed Lois all the way around.
Former La Pond prison guard Lois Bentley admitted to necking at Stinky Point while watching the rats. Correction, Lois Lubricant Bentley.
No, it's Lubricant Lois.
Lubricant Lois Bentley caught at Stinky Point necking with her sweetheart Bob.
So screwed.
We were supposed to, it was, Lois, and remember, it was supposed to be, we were watching the subs come in.
Yes, we were watching the subs come in.
The subs?
But that wasn't at Stinky Point, that was at the regular, by the lighthouse.
Yes, it was.
Whoa, what subs?
The submarines.
On Lake Winnebago?
Yes, there were submarines.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, there were. That's what we did. We watched the subs come in.
They would go by the lighthouse park and say they were watching the submarines.
That was our excuse.
Yeah.
Who bought that?
And then they would neck.
Our parents.
Our mothers.
And then when we would go to the place where they let down the boats, we were watching the boats get out of the water or get in the water or whatever.
Wow.
They were coming.
We always had an excuse.
Yeah, an excuse.
As to why we were at the park.
How many beers did you have to think of the submarine line?
Oh, that was a Diet Coke.
That was our husband that went
there. Oh, you got, yeah, you guys never partook, huh?
No, we never drank.
Really?
Really.
What exactly happened in that car?
I will tell you one thing.
The submarine car.
Yeah.
Lois.
Lois?
Come on. You can tell us.
Nothing real exciting.
Well, I can tell by how you're clamming up, Lois, that something exciting happened.
Oh, my God. Don't let my kids see this.
Grandma Sue, same question.
What happened in the submarine car?
Oh, I know nothing about that.
Oh, wow. The two of you, 71 years.
So how far did you go?
You know, all I can say is I told my dad that if we didn't get married, I would have to get married pretty soon.
Whoa! Holy shotgun wedding. Wow. Dang. That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
I know, but he just would not consent to us getting married. And I just could not keep Bob away from me.
Wow.
Were you away from him?
Yeah. A lot of blame being placed.
You know how this is. You know, six kids in 6.5 years. What do you think?
Well, when you put it that way.
You know what Bob Bentley said?
What?
Sue, did you ever hear the word no?
Now we need a nickname for Grandma.
No,
Lucy Susie. Wow.
But I wasn't Lucy until after we were married.
We keep going through this. I'm going to tuck and roll out of this car myself. A ghost is going to be driving you guys to the casino. Good God.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
I was not Lucy Susie until we were married.
Okay, still does not help, actually. Somehow not helping the deal. Okay. And that's your public service announcement, ladies and gentlemen. Wait for marriage before you become a Lucy Susie.
Now we gotta pick on Mary.
Yeah, back to Mary. Mary,
Second boyfriend.
Let's talk about Sue.
Did she have a boyfriend before?
Well, Paul.
Well, Paul was her husband. And then before Paul, there was Bruce.
Oh, she had a lot of boyfriends. She had Dave. What was his name?
Sue. Shut up.
Nope, let's go through him.
She was really into him.
Really?
Really. Bob had a fit.
How old was she?
16, 17.
So
that was pretty old.
You know, Bob went into the drawers upstairs and he found a liquor bottle and he found a pipe.
A pipe for what, Grandma?
Charlie.
Tobacco?
For marijuana.
Oh my gosh, Mary, that was an illegal drug.
She claimed that it was her friends who asked if she would keep it overnight.
Oh yeah, just one night.
I had that one pulled on me too.
Sue actually did believe that.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Bob pulled suicide and
said, "You know, we're being told a tale here."
Yeah.
So
Bob said, "You're killing your mother." He went to school and pulled her out of class. He was that mad.
What about her father?
He pulled me out of class and he said, "You're killing your mother." And he said, "Are you drinking?" I said, "No." He said, "Are you smoking weed?" I said, "No." "Are you smoking cigarettes?" I said, "No." I had a jean jacket on. I had a little bottle of booze, pack of cigarettes, and a nickel bag of weed.
Nice.
Okay, I got to tell you this story.
Breakfast. And I thought, girl breakfast.
I thought if he searches me, I am all done.
Mary was a senior in high school.
Oh, Lois has an alarm or a phone call.
She has a phone call.
Yeah, it says United States. You think I should answer it?
So anyway, it's Christmas, and my kids, one starts throwing up in the bathtub. One starts throwing up in the toilet. One starts throwing up in the sink. One starts throwing up in the kitchen sink.
What?
Yeah.
The flu?
Just one day at Christmas. Yep. It was like Christmas Eve or something. And Mary doesn't throw up. She just falls dead flat on the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
So we called the ambulance and her taken to the hospital. You know why she fell on the floor?
Intoxicants?
Because every morning she would go up in the liquor cabinet and take her little whiskey bottle full of
whiskey Lucy. For breakfast.
Lucy.
Wow.
Lucy, Susie. Hold on.
Mary. God. You were really...
And, you know, her roommate was in the hospital. Her roommate was dying of cancer. Leukemia. And that taught Mary a lesson. She came home and she was a good girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Or did she just tell you she was a good girl?
You know, those Barrenses weren't always known to be good kids.
The Barrenses, huh? They had a rough streak, huh?
The name, Barrens.
Mm. It's been known to have some mischief.
Oh, there's a cousin of Bob's that was so horrible, I wouldn't even tell you.
Marvin?
No, his sister.
Oh, Burdell.
Yeah, Burdell. Oh, my God.
Spill the tea. What'd she do?
I wouldn't even tell you.
Won't even say it on camera.
No, well, I wouldn't tell you.
I do
talk
have...
Talk about the sign soon.
I got a question.
Else, Dad?
No, I'm not telling about that sign. I don't want to talk about it. Because, you know, I really never saw it. I just heard that.
Okay.
What sign?
Burdell had a sign that she wore to a class reunion.
Yeah, what did it say?
Oh, I'm not telling you.
Mary, it's what did it say?
It's so terrible.
It had an arrow pointing down.
Insert here?
Something like that.
What did it say, Sue?
This needs action or something.
Wow.
Oh, that was good.
To a class reunion.
Yeah, she did.
Classy gal.
She was horrible.
I mean, you know, I got caught for underage drinking and taken to jail.
Oh, God.
And we were drinking in the cemetery, me and my boyfriend. They let my boyfriend...
Even French, was it?
No. They let my boyfriend go because he was 18. I got taken to jail. They said, we're going to call your parents. And I'm like, oh, God. So they called Bob. They came back in and they said, you're staying overnight. And I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Wait, how old were you if he was 18?
16.
Okay. Well, that's... Your boyfriend really bumping up against the statutes of the state, huh, Mary?
What do you mean?
Never mind. Hey, I got a question, Mary. Grandpa was coming up asking you if you were smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
Was he also smelling of cigarettes at that time, or had he already quit?
I don't remember.
When did he quit smoking?
40. When he was 40.
Oh, Grandpa?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. He quit on his birthday, July 24th, 1982.
1982. Let's see, 35, 45, 55,
65, 75, that's 50, 8?
58
years old. Why'd he quit?
Because he collapsed.
This is bad for his health.
He collapsed?
Yeah, he fell right on the floor.
From smoking cigarettes. How many did he smoke?
He was up to 4 packs a day.
Holy smokes.
God. Yeah, no
quite
shit.
Literally.
And that was when they were 50, quarter a pack probably.
Yeah. But he'd, you know, smoke, take a couple puffs of a cigarette, and then he'd throw it out.
Wow.
And then he'd take another one and throw it out, you know.
So 4 packs of smokes a day.
Yeah.
What kind of cigarettes did he smoke? You remember?
Camels or something like that. Yeah.
Camels?
That's what Bob used to smoke.
Yeah. Well, you know, at the same time I was smoking, and I was having nightmares about Bob dying of cancer. And
you were just up nervous smoking about it all night long.
No, but I was. I was having nightmares every night about Bob dying of cancer. So when he collapsed, well, I thought, well, I can still smoke. I went out to the garage and smoked. And I thought to myself, this is ridiculous. You have these nightmares about him dying. Why are you still smoking? And with that, I threw away my cigarettes and I went cold turkey.
Cold turkey, huh?
Yep. But
David said, you know, Bob and I definitely couldn't get along because we both are red, given up smoking like that.
Yeah.
And David said, I don't care if they tell you to put your head in the toilet, do it! We've waited for this day so long.
How many of your kids smoked?
Mary, Joel, Dick didn't. Rufus did. Oh, yeah, Rufus smoked cigars. David definitely didn't. Sam didn't. Chris didn't. And so we had Mary and Joel and Rufus, who smoked cigars.
Got it. Mary,
three
how
out of seven.
Mary, how long did you smoke cigarettes?
Until I was 40.
Yeah?
Yep.
What kind of cigarettes were you smoking?
Marlboro. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
40. Mary, you were older than 40. That's 40.
No, I think I was 40.
Mary, you were older. Because Paul was alive when you were smoking.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah?
I called Joel up, and I said, Joel, I've slept with Matt. And he said, I can't get that picture out of my eyes, out of my head, and I need to gouge my eyes out.
Wait, so I don't even have to ask the question, and I find out you're sleeping with them? Oh, my God, Mary.
No, I just called Joel and told him that.
Grandma, do you know they were sleeping together?
No, that was a joke.
That was a joke.
Maybe not. Yeah, because...
Oh!
Maybe not. Is that who I hear upstairs?
Whoa, that's not Santa Claus. Holy.
No wonder he's showing up so much.
Wow. And the plot thickens. We're not even halfway to Bowler, ladies and gentlemen.
Now you're not gonna
start
this podcast.
No.
Charlie, I just told you that for fun.
No, it was just for funsies. No.
Fun.
Funsies.
I don't think you can make that up.
No, Lois is skeptical.
Lubricant Lois, you better.
Lubricant Lois is an investigative journalist.
Zip it, Lois.
Well, thank you, guys. I've been getting all my material for the show tonight.
Oh, God.
No, you can't use this.
No.
Charlie, you can't use anything that we have said on this.
It's too early of a show.
It's too risque. You can't use any of this anywhere.
I don't know about that, Mary. Folks, that's it for this week's episode. Make sure you follow Grandma Sue. She drives a Honda.
That's a good joke.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yep.
And don't follow her too close because she'll do a brake check on you.
Will she really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. She'll double tap that. If you do want to follow someone, you can follow the Cripes Cast on all the platforms. And thanks to Kali Maraca. Thanks to Hannah Milos for editing. Thanks to all of you. Make sure you watch out for deer. And tell your folks I says hi. See you next week.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down. Just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin. The Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.